Make sure it's fine.
Okay, it's not that, only... Like, I don't know if you've ever used it, you may not yet, but when I was like 5 or 6, we used to use it instead of mercury crumbs.
Iodine?
What?
Iodine.
Okay. Okay, and there's another kind of medicine that they, I think it was like the first real treatment for malaria. And they used to too give it pills to people who had like a cold or something, like a fever.
It's a sulfa drug. I forgot the name, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't know.
What do you call it?
It may be.
No way. I can't think of the name. Quinine.
Okay. Is quinine a sulfa drug?
Now that I think of the name, no.
Oh,
no,
okay.
I think there's an artificial drug or something.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's wrong. Forget that, my.
Well, I didn't know. I just know sulfa drugs are fairly recent.
Recent, yeah.
Yeah, and that quinine's been around for a while, but I mean, it wouldn't mean it might have been the first sulfa drug. I don't know.
I don't think so.
Okay, you might say the doctor did everything he could, but the patient what, anyway?
Died.
Okay, or another way of saying he died would be a polite way.
He passed away.
Okay, or what else?
Is no longer with us.
What else would it maybe the preacher say at the funeral?
Has departed. Is in heaven now.
Okay. What are some kind of crude, humorous ways of saying it? Like, I sure am glad that old skin plant finally
kicked off.
Okay. What else?
That's the only one I can think of right now.
Okay. You might say he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he
died of.
Okay. And the place where they bury people is called the
cemetery.
Okay. And if it's fairly small and out in the country, you'd call it a
graveyard.
Okay. And if it's just real, real small, and it's on a farm, you'd call it
a graveyard.
Okay. What if it's around a church?
A graveyard?
Okay. Don't worry about that. That's not mad that much. But, you know, I've got to face the worst of that.
Yeah, but he's on vacation. They're here.
It'll get worse.
I don't know. It's pretty bad now.
They may be walking over us. If we're in the way, we could go on and take out 5. If we're getting in their way, if they come in here. So.
Well,
and right now it's not very, very bad either because, like in the afternoon, the cicadas come out. And they're all up in the trees going.
Yeah, I thought of that, but
but right now, see, they're not gay. Okay, and what do they put the body in? You know, before they bury it, what do you call that box?
A casket.
Okay. Are there any old-fashioned words for it?
A coffin.
Okay. Have you ever seen the kind that's, you know, wide at the shoulders and it tapers down to ankles?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that kind?
I don't know anymore.
Okay. You might say he was a real important man. Everybody turned out for his
funeral.
Okay. And if people were dressed in black, you'd say they're in
mourning.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody meets you on the street and says, well, hey, how you doing? And you're feeling about average, you know, you don't feel just real great, but you don't feel bad either. And you say, oh,
I'm all right.
Okay. If somebody's troubled, you might say, oh, it'll come out all right. Don't
worry.
Okay. If somebody's getting old and their joints are stiff and aching, you'd say he's got a touch of
arthritis.
Okay. There's a real bad kind of disease that children used to have, especially children. A severe sore throat and they have like big blisters on the inside of the throat and sometimes children would like choke to death in the middle of the night.